If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See? Everything has become new. These are some of the most powerful words of Scripture. And with these words, God wants us to be secure in our faith, to be grounded, to be rooted in Christ. He wants us to look forward to something new in our lives, a positive change, a God thing to happen to us. He wants us to understand and trust that God is at work among us and in us to recreate us. Tech companies know this about us. It's been a whole year since you've got that new phone. A whole year. Now it has an ancient platform, they say. Lower resolution. Slow to upload and load apps. The battery life is far too short. You need an upgrade. You deserve an upgrade. Car companies, too, know that that 100,000-mile mark or 200,000-mile mark or your check engine light that keeps coming on that will never go away, that gas guzzler, that CD player that doesn't work, and air conditioning, if you have it in the car, that barely works, you also deserve something new, they say. Or it might be a wardrobe that needs some enhancement. Or maybe a relationship that is broken that needs to be repaired. Or maybe it's an exercise routine that needs to be stepped up. Or a circle of friends that we have that needs to include more supportive and encouraging people in our lives. Everybody wants redemption in their life, in some area, something that you want God to make new and repair, a positive redirection in our lives. We're eager, perhaps, for a new chapter. We crave a greater optimism about our future and situation. We want something new. That's why our scripture challenges us to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith sees spiritually. Faith listens to wisdom. Faith touches the sacred. Faith smells the sweet aroma of God's goodness to us. Faith tastes and sees that the Lord is good. You are to live by faith, not by sight. By faith, we understand the old patterns of behavior that need to go. By faith, we identify ways of thinking that are no longer in line with the life of Christ. By faith, we know that Christ died for sin. By faith, we know, as Scripture says, that He died for all. Therefore, all have died. By faith, we know that our old sinful nature needs to die more and more each and every day. By faith, we understand what sin truly is. Sin is not just the harmful things we do. It's not just the self-destructive things we do, but it's what holds us in captivity to that old way of thinking that holds us back from living the life that Christ is calling us to and that Paul is reminding us that everything old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Our old life of captivity to sin and contamination of this world has been nailed to the cross of Christ. It's been put to death. And we see it around us passing away and dying slowly, why would we feed something that is dying? Why would we enable something that truly has no future? We are perpetuating an old, dysfunctional way of thinking and living if we do not seek renewal, which is what God is planning, what He's promising here. Or perhaps we've grown so cynical or so jaded that we don't believe that authentic and positive life change can really happen in a certain area of our lives, or maybe not at all. That's walking by sight, not by faith. Do you notice the green color? This is Pentecost season, or the ordinary time of the church. The green should remind us of growth and renewal in the church. Green is the color of nature, telling us that photosynthesis is working. The sun, the rain, the soil are nurturing plants and trees all around us. And their green is letting us know that they're healthy and growing. Because if they're not growing, they're dying. And so we should, as God's people, be green with growth in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, Paul says, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, behold, everything has become new. See with the eyes of faith that God is making all things new. His mercies are new every morning. As Scripture says, great is His faithfulness. When Christ died and rose from the dead, He did so to make all things new and renew the lives of His people. In Revelation, the risen Christ says, behold, I make all things new. The old things have passed away when Christ died on the cross, and new things were enacted and formed when Jesus rose from the dead. At the beginning of original creation, we're reminded today, the world was null and void and chaotic and a mess. And the Spirit of God hovered above the waters, and the Word of God spoke, let there be light. And there was light. He created everything that we see through the Word. And He said, it's very good. And so in Christ, there is a new creation. We are recreated in Him. He takes the emptiness, the chaos, and the mess. And the Spirit hovers above the water of holy baptism. And through the Word, He brings us that flood of grace and forgiveness and that promise of eternal life. And we are a new creation. We are His beloved, royal, and renewed children. With Jesus, the whole universe gets an upgrade. We are now grounded in Christ, rooted in the rich soil of His kingdom. Our faith might be small. It might just be as small as a mustard seed, but that is okay. It doesn't matter how small it is. Jesus says so. What matters is that God has planted that faith there. What matters is that it is rooted in Christ, in the soil, the rich soil of His kingdom. I planted, Paul said, Apollos watered, but God causes the growth. We walk and we move forward in this life by faith, not by sight. Not by outdated and dying philosophies or outmoded way of thinking. You are God's new sprig and twig, our Old Testament says. You're God's new creation. He's taken you and He's grafted you into the kingdom. God promises not to just do something new in your life. He promised to do everything new in your life in the Scripture. This is a great scripture to hold back and lift it up to God and challenge God to answer your prayers. If God says everything has become new, we should hold Him to it in prayer. This is what we are promised in Scripture. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. If anyone is in Christ, anyone, that's you, that's me. We're in Christ, we're baptized. We trust in Jesus. We are rooted in His death and resurrection. There is a new creation already. God, help us see it with the eyes of faith and help us experience day by day by Your grace. Everything old has passed away. Open the eyes of our hearts, God, to see the irrelevance of the way of thinking that we have had in the decay and passing away of this world, and free us from the captivity of sin or whatever it is that is dragging us down and keeping us from believing and living that life that God is calling us to. Everything has become new. Dear Lord, give us hope for change in a good and godly direction, as You promise. Renew our lives. Renew our spirits. You say everything has become new. That means that all things are possible with You. There is no area in my life that You cannot touch and transform for the better. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.